You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And it's that time of week and day.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. You've got your two favorite hosts on all of CITR Radio.
We must be the favorite hosts, right?
I think so. Fleur, yeah. And
Christian.
And if you're new to Are You Aware, we play music that profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So either the song has a positive message, or we just like the song and then we try and find out what the artist has done philanthropically and highlight that, all in an effort to inspire you, the listener, to get out and be involved in either a local cause, national cause, or an international cause.
Yeah, there's many great causes out there, and we highlight them on the show, and we play some darn good tunes while we're doing it.
Exactly, like what we just heard.
Yeah, so that was Young Rival with Interior Light. They're a Canadian indie rock band from good old Hamilton, Ontario. The Hammer, for some of us that grew up back east. And in the early 2000s, they went by a different name. They called themselves The Ride Theory and released two full-length albums under that name. And then in 2007... Change was afoot. They changed their name and kind of their musical stylings. That track was from Interior Light, which is the album that they released in 2015, and it was their third studio effort.
You know what it sounded like? It really reminded me of The Verve, The Velvet Underground a little bit. Not The Verve, The Velvet Underground.
Had sort of that kind of feeling,
right?
To it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
some similarities there.
I really like it. I'm going to have to...
Maybe they were an influence, you know,
maybe.
Fairly influential band.
Yeah, they're pretty rocking, I'm not going to lie. And they're Canadians, so gotta love that.
Gotta love it. We love our Canadian artists at Are You Aware, do we not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We try and promote them as much as possible. So we're mixing gears here a little bit. We're going into the Americas.
Yeah.
With Dandy Warhols.
Dandy Warhols. So they released a new album fairly recently. Just a little background on them. They're from Portland, Oregon, formed in the mid-90s. And if you don't know, they take their name. It's a play on American pop artist named Andy Warhol, a great great artist. And they released their major label debut in 97 and then really rose to fame in the early 2000s with their big hit Bohemian Like You, which is a great track. And they've released 10 studio albums to date, and the latest is called Distort Land.
Yeah, they sort of went through a period of where everybody knew them, and then they've gone quiet, but they've still released albums.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually surprised that they've released 10 to date.
Yeah, exactly.
They did that without a lot of fanfare on my part. I'm sure that they have a solid fan base that that owns every one of those albums, but I was surprised to see that they released 10. I would have really guessed that they released half that number probably. So.
Well, and I guess a lot of artists now are doing a real streamlined marketing campaign because word of mouth is so popular and easy to use with all the social media, so you don't really hear them as much on the commercial radio stations. That's why we have to play them on stations like CITR.
You're darn right.
They have they've been involved in some really cool initiatives, including supporting the Three Rivers Land Conservancy, which works to conserve and preserve land by the, I hope I get this right, Clackamas, Chulatin, and Lower Willamette Rivers in Oregon against urbanization. You really helped me out there with that. Thanks a lot.
I wanted to see how you were going to do, and you nailed them all.
Thanks.
Well done.
Support was through the sales of a unique compilation album that they recorded at their studio in Portland. And the album saw a wide variety of acts come into the studio at different times to record parts of the song the Warhols would later compile together to make the track. So it's kind of like a quilt. Basically, a musical quilt.
You just made me giggle, but that's good example.
The album was called Breathe Easy, and a few of the artists to participate were Spoon, who are fantastic, Saul Williams, who is definitely not shy in speaking out about issues that affect us all.
Not at all.
He's great. I love him. He was actually here a couple of months ago, I feel like.
You might be right.
Yeah. I wanted to go, but it was on a night that, I don't know, I had work or something. And Jay Masses of
Dinosaur Jr.
Thank you. The band is currently in tour in Europe to support that new album, so hopefully they'll come to Canada very soon.
Yeah, I didn't see any dates on their website, but it would be awesome if the Dandy Warhols paid us a visit.
You know what I'm noticing a lot of the time, especially when we're getting ready for the show and trying to find out if artists are coming? I see a lot of artists, including we're playing Ben Harper a little later on, where they do Toronto and Montreal and they don't come to Vancouver.
I know.
I'm like, what's the piece?
What's with skipping the West Coast?
Well, we have lost a lot of music venues over the years, and I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
Quite possibly, yeah. Yeah, we're looking pretty slim in, like, you know, the Commodore size or something in between that. And
Richard's on, you know, Richard's size, man. Whatever happened.
Yeah, that was a nice venue to have.
And, the only other, there's that size or there's the smaller version venues like the Rickshaw and stuff like that. But there's not that medium size, like you say, like Richard's on Richard's. Or you go to Fortune, which is bigger and more for electronic music.
Yeah, yeah. We need more musical venues.
And we need,
bottom line,
we need more music at the Malcolm Bowl. I love the Malcolm Bowl.
Yeah, well, those shows will be rolling through soon, which is something to look forward to as this nice weather rolls through. So let's play the tunes, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Did we say what we're
playing?
We didn't.
So this is the Dandy Warhols with a track from their latest effort. The song is called Stego. Are you aware?
Do 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 listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Don't know my attitude, don't know a thing or two, ain't sure about my name, don't know my style, don't know the dictionary, don't know what clothes to wear, I'm just in love with you, I don't know love, no love.
Interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Lucius with Born Again Teen from their 2016 album called Good Grief. They are a five-piece indie pop band from Brooklyn, and the group has worked with Oxfam since 2013, so almost 3 years. And when they contributed a demo version of their song Until We Get There to the yearly Oxfam Summer Jams compilation, which I've actually never had to listen to, with the release of their new album, Good Grief, they are continuing to partner with Oxfam America on campaigns to end extreme inequality.
Yeah, they. It's funny, Oxfam Australia and Oxfam America are a lot more focused on getting involved with the youth. I feel like Oxfam Canada, people don't know what I've talked to people about Oxfam many times before, and they're like, who, what, where, how?
Yeah, well, you and I have a little bit of experience with trying to engage a younger audience with Oxfam, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We were both involved with the Music for Change benefit concerts a few years ago, and it's funny. I mean, different priorities, but Oxfam is a great organization, started in England, and really focuses on, like they say, on inequality. They do disaster relief. They also look at sustainable development, how they can help give a handout instead of a help up instead of a handout. They were one of the first organizations to really focus on fair trade products like fair trade coffee, and are really fighting the good fight. They are involved with the Charity Coalition or the Humanitarian Coalition. They're part of that in Canada, which is, I think, a great initiative.
Oh, okay.
That basically it's Plan Canada, if I remember correctly. And
this is just off the top of your head, which I'm very impressed with your
oh, the frivolous knowledge I have inside this clunker. I think because it was on the other day, basically talking about the Fort McMurray fires, which we're going to chat about here in a minute. But it's a coalition of Red Cross, Oxfam Canada, Oxfam Quebec, Plan Canada, maybe, if I remember correctly, and one other, maybe Médecins Sans Frontières, I'm not sure. But it's such a great idea to get all these disaster relief organizations to come together, and through this partnership, they can actually make a huge amount of difference instead of working sort of not competitively, but in a way that, when you come together, you can the power of the unit over the power of one.
Yeah, well, they all have different core competencies, right? And
absolutely.
You bring that all together, and it can amplify what they can achieve. That makes total sense.
Absolutely. And Lucius is playing what on Saturday?
May 10th.
What
is that? That's early next week.
Yeah,
so they're playing the Imperial here in Vancouver.
On Tuesday night.
Tickets are still available. I think I want to go to that one.
Should we go on a date before you go to Europe?
We just bumped knuckles there for those that are listening on the air. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and, sounds perfect.
For our listeners, I saw them at the Vancouver Folk Festival last year, Lucius, and tremendous, tremendous performers. Those two women can wail. They have great vocals, as you heard on that track.
Okay, let's make that happen.
All right.
So, added bonus, you'll get to see me and Christian. And who doesn't want to meet us?
They'll probably roll out the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Before that, we played Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros with No Love Like Yours from their latest album called Person A.
And Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros have been around for a while. They formed back in Los Angeles, California in 2007. And I feel like they got that real, everybody was super excited when they released that first single of theirs. And they've basically been around for quite some time. And what I like about them is that they change their style of music. They have a lot of influences with folk, gospel, psychedelic, and roots and rock.
So, yeah, they shape-shift a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been the sound evokes the hippie movement of the 60s and 70s, but also has that modern feel. Their fourth studio album, Person A, was released in April of this year, so still in its infancy, but definitely amazing stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but they operate a nonprofit themselves that they started. It's called Big Sun, and it funds the development of co-ops and land trusts in urban areas around the world. So from community gardens to makerspaces, urban villages, and rural farms, they work for the people that envision that type of living space. And their first large-scale project is called Avalon Village, and it's in Highland Park, which is in Detroit, Michigan. And you can find out more about their foundation at bigsunfoundation.org.
Hey, social media guru, should we put it on Facebook?
So let's do it. Let's do it.
And you know what? As everybody knows here in Vancouver, co-ops are very helpful, especially when rents and sales of houses are through the roof like they are in Vancouver and a lot of cities. So, you know, co-op is definitely a housing alternative that I think is gaining a lot more momentum.
Yeah, and a nice communal way to live, build a community.
Absolutely. That's all what we're thinking about. So talking about communities that are coming together in the face of adversity, if you haven't, you basically would have to be under a rock after the last few days to not know about what's going on in Alberta. Right now, it's the largest fire-related evacuation in Alberta's history is happening out of Fort McMurray, which is, I think, has a population of around 60 to 80,000 people.
Yeah, I thought I saw about 77,000 somewhere recently. So.
And so due to high temperatures already, like above 30, which is crazy, easy for April and May, and the wind situation, there's even more serious fires going on. Basically, 12 communities, including Fort McMurray, are currently impacted and have destroyed homes and property. And, you know, last night I was watching the BBC and I commented to my boyfriend, they gave the Fort McMurray fires about 10 to 15 minutes on BBC.
Like, wow.
Yeah, which is... From
on the BBC, that is huge.
I know. I was saying to my friend at work today, usually you wouldn't get that much about Canada unless friggin' Justin Trudeau was having a bloody...
Getting a haircut.
Yeah, I was about to say something else, but we'll stay PC and say getting a haircut.
Well, the images that are coming out of Fort Mac, it looks like the apocalypse.
Oh, absolutely. It's like hell on earth, literally. And, you know, for me, coming from Australia where fires are such... have such prevalency. You wouldn't go a summer without a bushfire in Australia now, which is scary. You can't predict. It's unpredictable. And depending on the wind and whatever, it can change in an instant and then your house is lost.
Yeah. You know, forest fires are quite common here in BC and Alberta as well, but not to this scale. And it's really just a perfect storm that's come together to create what is going on up there in Fort Mac right now. It's just really unfortunate, right? The humidity, the heat, and the wind direction and scale of winds.
And what's super scary is, like we said, it's May. So God help us, like come June, July, August, it's going to be a tinderbox all through the Rockies, all through northern BC.
That's right. It's early. It's super so early.
And you know what? And that's the thing, like, I won't stay on my soapbox too long, but these climate change deniers and people just saying, basically saying, oh, there's no such thing as climate change, or this is all natural. This is not natural. It's pumping carbon dioxide in the atmosphere since the 1800s cannot be healthy. I don't care who you are. I don't know how you justify it, but we all have to work together. Ride your bike, take public transport, do what you can do to reduce your carbon footprint, whether that's as simple as taking a plastic container and wooden chopsticks when you go to sushi restaurant or whatever to take home your leftovers. These little things can make a huge difference.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I want to say about Fort Mac, thankfully, I wasn't able to pay attention to news outlets today at work, but I know when I left for work in the morning, thankfully no one had been, pronounced dead or anything deaths as of this time, but still these people have been displaced. A lot of their homes have been burned to the ground. So think about that. These people need support. And I know that the federal government has directed people to support Red Cross. And I know I'm going to make a donation to the Red Cross. And interestingly enough, the federal government and Justin Trudeau has offered to match all donations that people make.
Yeah. So, and as we always say when we're asking you to donate, especially during Fund Drive, you know, you don't think twice about putting $4.50, $5 down to go get a medium-sized latte or whatever at a coffee shop. You know, you put that $5 tomorrow, don't get a coffee. You put that towards the Red Cross appeal. There's an Alberta Fires appeal right now. You can go to Red Cross and we'll put it on our Facebook. That's $10 right there. So, you know, $10 might not seem a lot, but if everybody did it, it'd be millions and millions of dollars. And these people need it. I mean, you know, some people don't have insurance. Put yourself in their shoes, losing everything, or you're not only your stuff, like your sofa, your bed or whatever, but all those sentimental things like photos, you know, your grandmother's jewelry, what have you, your grandfather's watch, any of those kind of things, they've lost forever.
Yeah, it's a sad situation.
It is a sad situation. So again, we'll put that on our Facebook and Twitter, and obviously you can follow us there and get the information. And please give generously, because if this happened in Vancouver, you'd hope that people would do the same for you. Help your neighbours out. That's why we can only rely on each other.
That's right.
So, without further ado, we are going to be listening to Tim Armstrong. His album from a few years ago, the song is called Inner City Violence, and I chose the wrong name for that song.
The the album was called A Poet's Life.
I know.
I was a big fan of it, so I remember that, and I think it's actually a great summer album, so I'm happy that you picked this track to play today, as it's beautiful out and we're getting a dose of early summer-like weather. So Tim Armstrong's an American musician, best known as guitarist for Rancid, The Transplants, and Operation Ivy. And in 97, along with a band member from Bad Religion, they started and founded Hellcat Records, which this album was released on, and it was called A Poet's Life, and he was backed by an awesome LA band called the Agrolites album.
We saw them,
yeah,
didn't we?
We have, yeah, yeah. Dirty Reggae.
Daddy Reggae.
Yeah,
love
that's
the
their
reggae
brand of music. So backed by a great band.
Yeah, he's and you know what, Rancid, all his bands that he's been involved with, and everybody knows that punk is as outspoken as, say, a lot of hip-hop with regards to social justice issues. All of his bands have had some influence, not only in, you know, speaking out about issues that are going on, but just just influencing their style of music and other styles of music. I mean, Operation Ivy was a huge band back in the day and really was a trailblazer to allow other artists to come to the forefront.
Very influential, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And in 2002, through his website, Armstrong started releasing music that influenced him, along with stripped-down cover songs of his own work under the name Tim Timebomb. He released at least one song per week since late 2012, which is pretty cool.
Prolific.
And he's obviously, he's an accomplished singer, songwriter, but he's also a songwriter for other artists and people that you wouldn't think you would associate with someone like Tim Armstrong, who is very punk and rock directed. But he's also worked with Jimmy Cliff and Pink, and he actually co-wrote 8 songs of Pink's albums from her album Try This, which is crazy. He's worked with Gwen Stefani and Joe Walsh as well. And a fun fact that I found out, and I don't know if it's true, it's rumored, so don't take me to court on this. It's rumored that Madonna sent Tim Armstrong nude pictures in an attempt to sign Rancid to her label Maverick Records.
That's hilarious.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah, no, either would I. In 2014, Tim Armstrong joined Ryan Adams and More Painted Guitars for charity, and Hurley and Fender auctioned off 20 unique Stratocasters in order to raise money for nonprofit Waves for Water, which is a great organization that sets up filtration systems in places like Haiti, Pakistan, Chile, and Indonesia as well. So great initiative. Here's Tim Armstrong with Inner City Violence. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Shut the door. And the guns are blazing. Streets of Mogadishu, Baghdad, back to Beirut. And I weigh my opinion on a death squad. Killings every time I hear the firearm shoot.
No control. Street curfew not employed. Violence sustained. Civil liberty.
Shut the door, and the guns are blazing. Streets of Mogadishu, Baghdad, back to Beirut. And I weigh my opinion on the death squad killings every time I hear the firearm shoot.
Environmentally Sound Transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a fun, friendly competition between individuals, workplaces, organizations, and students. Participants take transit, rideshare, car share, walk, cycle, or work from home. By tracking commutes online, participants see their total number of CO2 emissions avoided, fuel saved, and calories burned. There's absolutely no cost to register and participate, and you can win great prizes. The event takes place June 5th to 11th, the week after Bike to Work Week. We encourage people to do both. Our goal is to encourage healthy, safe, and green communities along the coast and across BC by promoting sustainable commutes. Register now at commuterchallengebc.ca.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
So every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I should take it slow.
To another dimension, my mind, body, soul, in prison. My eye, probably going ballistic, but listen, I'm missing a couple of screws. They ain't never do drilling, Drew. You've been sipping away at the truth. A double side of wisdom, a do, 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 rolling, do, hitting switches, rolling dishes, blowing kisses to the bitches, holding biscuits. What's the business? Beat the system, go to business, blow the systems, go to prison, go to church, and pray the Father, Lord, forgive us. And only God can judge me, and he don't like no ugly. I look so fucking good, most likes are fucking buddy. Yeah, I'm a piece of shit, I know I plead the fifth. I tell a holler if you need some dick. The devotion is getting hopeless, but hold it, I'm getting close as my soul is. I'm seeing ghosts as a soloist, now a poet. Hypnosis, overdose on potions, adjusting to the motions and getting out of my emotions.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine.
Time.
glasses. The Misfits new outfit is on the block list. Gorgeous hoes keep it saying that they cost it. Cause the Porsches get them nauseous. Cause I ain't even mad yet. Niggas caught me in a good mood. Paparazzi when a nagger nigga chillin' at the back check. Hope they show me in my good shoes. When Papa got the brand new bag, Rocco got the brand new rap. That's good news. Hood dudes usually don't look like you. I better get a deal and come back and the whole hood look like you. Screaming Pimp Squad, hold it down. Can't drive, bitch, I'm legally blind, bitch. If I live or die, it's up to me to decide. Shit, niggas copping guns like illegal to buy. The only key to survive and get a piece of the pie is to agree with a lie or just believe a facade, bitch.
And I'll be fine just to drink in my wine, bitch.
I got the lovers chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine sipping wine, taking time slow. I got the lovers chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine, slipping wine. So every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find a sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine. I don't care if I ever know. Here I go, here I go, here I go.
Lovers chirping out the window, I don't need love no more. Oh, so I'll be fine, sipping wine, taking time slow. Lovers chirping out the window, I don't need love no more. Oh, I'm fine.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And what a lovely summery tune that was.
That was a sweet little foot tapper.
It was a sweet little foot tapper.
I had my foot going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It was nice.
Yeah, you were thumping along to it. I have to say, it's nice to have a bit of Rod back to back.
Yeah.
Oh my, was like the worst joke ever.
That was well delivered.
Thanks.
Well delivered. So we're giving Rod Stewart 10 more minutes of fame right there.
We are. Introducing a whole new audience to the ancient rocker. I didn't want to say ancient, but that was one of my choices. Christian and I are very egalitarian in our
programming.
Efforts. So we each get to choose 7 songs. And I think we've mentioned that before, that it's fun because it's like you only know half the show and then you find out about new music from each other. So it's super fun. But if you haven't, go check out Carpool Karaoke. That's why I was inspired to play the last 2 songs. That's a James Corden thing. He does the Late Late Show. He's an English comedian and actor and singer. He's a decent singer as well.
Really?
Yeah, and he does a segment called Carpool Karaoke, and they're hilarious. There's ones with Stevie Wonder. There's ones with Rod Stewart, Elton John. You know, not just old cronies too. The Sia one is really good too.
Seal?
Sia. S-I-A.
Oh, Sia.
Sia. Yeah, no, not Seal. Sia. And who else? There's a whole bunch of them that are just great to watch and hilarious as well. So
let's throw one of those up on the old Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. You should totally check them out, and you can find them on YouTube. So they'll just make you smile. You know, if you're at the end of the night and you just want to have something fun and silly, go and watch them. But that was Rod Stewart before he became just Rod Stewart. That was The Faces, and they were an English rock band formed in 1969 by members of The Small Faces after the lead singer Steve Marriott left the group to form Humble Pie, which is another Small Faces and Humble Pie, like pretty big and influential artists from that era. The remaining Small Faces were joined by Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart, and they renamed, I thought this was quite funny, they renamed their band Faces because the 2 new members weren't short. They were actually 5'9 and 5'10. I assume the rest of them were quite short, so they just decided, okay, we can't call ourselves Small Faces anymore, we'll call ourselves Faces.
I love it. That's great.
Another bit of useless information coming to you from Are You Aware?
We deliver.
And Ronnie Wood, who is a huge guitarist, and obviously Rod Stewart, both from the Jeff Beck Group, another amazing band from that year. And that lineup was then obviously renamed The Faces. They regularly toured Britain, Europe, and the US from 1970 to 75 and were among the top grossing live acts of that period. Ooh La La is the 4th and final studio album, and that's what we just heard, the song with the same name. And it was released in March 1973.
And before that, we had A$AP Rocky, which was a track that also featured Rod Stewart, Mark Ronson, and Miguel. And we played Every Day from his latest album, At Long Last, ASAP. And I'd actually never heard that song, and I was loving that one too.
Two great choices. It?
You know what? I'm going to go buy it.
That's what I meant by it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
at my local record store.
Oh, you actually.
Red Cat, Zulu maybe.
Oh,
I liked it that much.
You're actually going to get an actual physical copy of it, not a digital.
May get the album.
Oh, yeah. Look out.
So A$AP Rocky, an American rapper, record producer, director, and actor as well. He is, he does it all, really. From Harlem, New York, started rapping at a really young age, the age of 8, and learned how to rap from his older brother. He was 12 years old when his father went to jail for selling drugs, and his father died in 2012. So he's gone through some hardship. When he was 13, his brother was killed in Harlem, and the death inspired Rocky to take his rapping more seriously and to the next level. He was a little bit of a criminal, had some criminal activity in there as well, selling marijuana while he moved around from homeless shelter to homeless shelter with his mother and sister. And after living for a period in a shelter elsewhere in Manhattan, he moved to Broadway, New York.
Well, and unfortunately, poverty begets criminality. Like, because you're poor, you need to make money somehow. And
do
that's
what
the
you
only
do.
Way. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the reason I put that stuff in there was to show, like, what he had to go through and where he is now. And obviously, his resilience and his in ingenuity really paid off, because he, not only is he a musician, he's also a director. He directed music videos for himself, Danny Brown, and other of the ASAP Mob members. And ASAP is actually spelled A with a dollar sign AP. He's also a noted record producer, producing under the pseudonym Lord Flacco. And there's he's a member of the hip-hop group ASAP Mob. So they all have – all that mob have actual ASAP and then something.
Yeah.
So to connect them all. He released his debut mixtape, Live Love ASAP, in 2011. So he really hasn't been around much to critical acclaim. And he subsequently recorded his 2013 debut album, Long Live ASAP. And then in 2015, so just last year, he released his second studio album titled At Long Last ASAP. And that's the what we heard from the song Every Day was the second single.
And in 2013, The Other Ball, an exclusive event hosted by Mark Ronson to benefit Arms Around the Child, he took part in that. And the noted organization supports children around the globe, helping to provide safe, loving homes and brighter futures. And they're committed to finding a safe and loving home for children, specifically in India and Africa. And that event brought together not only ASAP Rocky, but the Black Keys, Mickey Echo, and Lykke Lee as well. So some big names that participated in that event called The Other Ball that Mark Ronson put together.
Very cool. And we're moving on to Ben Harper, who we love playing on here because not only is his music fantastic, but he has been an activist since day one. He's always either put a really social justice, not so much positive. He does talk about some negative things, but he really definitely highlights social justice issues in his songs. And he is highly involved with activism. And I would recommend going to his site, because he actually has one of his web pages on his site is titled Activism. So he talks about and he highlights the foundations and the organizations that he's involved with, including Living Lands and Water, which is to aid protection and preservation and restoration of the natural environment in America's major rivers and watersheds. So that's pretty cool. And he's been involved in LIFT, which is a growing movement to combat poverty and expand opportunity for all people in the United States, as well as the Tony Hawk Foundation, which was obviously got its name from the professional skateboarder Tony Hawk.
Harper's a skateboarder too.
And he is. He's a mad
He likes to skate.
Yeah. And that provides funds for high-quality public skate parks throughout the United States. So he's been involved with a lot of cool stuff. And he's released 13 studio albums, which is crazy.
Yeah. And in 2004, he participated in the Vote for Change concert tour organized to benefit MoveOn.org and encouraged people in the swing states to vote during the 2004 U.S. presidential election. So that was really, really important. And in the same month, Harper contributed a live recording of the song Oppression to For the Lady, a benefit album for jailed Nobel Peace Prize winner and Burmese pro-democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi. Harper is part of the No Nukes group, which is also a great initiative. So this list goes on and on and on. He's involved in so many social justice and activism projects. Too many to list, really.
Absolutely. He's obviously put his fame to good use. And it was interesting to find out that he actually played his first gig at 12, which is insane. And then early in his career, he actually received more attention in Europe and was widely played in Australia. Yay! And he's made comments on a number of occasions that his career was kicked off in Australia. And I mean, I've seen him a couple of times in Australia when I lived there. And, you know, he comes down to Australia probably once a year.
Yeah. If
that, which is kind of cool because you don't usually hear about an artist, especially a North American artist, getting their break in Australia. Like, it just seems counterintuitive. You'd think an Australian artist would get their break in North America, not the other way around.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit strange.
Yeah, so what we're going to play is Call It What It Is, which is the name of his album and the title track from his 13th album, which was only released last month. It's a great song, and I ask you to please listen to the lyrics because it's he's talking about some pretty riveting stuff that's going on, particularly with race relations in America right now.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
We shot him in the back. Now it's a crime to be black. So don't act surprised. It gets vandalized. Call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. It's good cops, bad cops, white cops, black cops, but got to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Murder. Trayvon Martin, Ezell Ford, Michael Brown, and so many, many more. But call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Murder. Government ain't easy. Policing ain't easy.
Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Inside. I'm going. most of the time I'm thinking about you.
Ball, wall of confusion. us
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Black Mountain with Mother of the Sun from their latest album, their fourth album, and it's entitled Four, just recently released in 2016. For our listeners out there that have never listened to Black Mountain, they're from Vancouver, BC, right here in beautiful Vancouver, and formed in 2004, and they've released four LPs, as I just mentioned. Their first in 2005, which was self-titled, and then In the Future in 2008, and then Wilderness Heart in 2010. And most of their releases have been on Jag Jaguar label, which I love the name of that.
I was wondering if you nail it, and you did.
Of course, of course. And several members of Black Mountain have, for as long as a decade, worked for organizations that may meet the basic living need, living requirements of the chronically poor, drug addicted, and mentally ill on downtown East Side, in that neighborhood. One organization being Insight, that one of their band members has been involved with. And in an interview, one of the band members said, "After work, we all try not to think too hard about the effect it has on our lives, and it keeps us grounded." So that was an interesting comment. And on April 1st, they released that album that I talked about earlier called Four, and they'll be playing the Commodore Ballroom right here in Vancouver on May 21st. So I've seen them live once, and they're awesome.
Did it melt your face?
I was just going to say, you know me so well. I was going to say that I call them a face-melting band, and they are face-melting. They have the volume and the power to melt your face.
Well, that was an epic 8-minute song, so it was more like a soundscape than an actual song.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
It was lovely. In the middle there, we had Sons with No from their album Hold Still. They're a Canadian rock band from Montreal, and they formed in the summer of 2007. And they're signed to the label Secretly Canadian. Hold Still is their third studio effort and was released in 2016, and they're playing the Imperial as well on June 17th. All these bands are coming. It's the summer season.
And I was going to say, it's concert season.
It is concert season.
Yeah, all the bands tour around this time.
Yeah, it's great.
Loving it. So coming up, we have an Australian artist, Courtney Barnett. We're going to play the track called Pedestrian at Best from her album Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit. And one thing that I really like about Courtney Barnett, other than her lovely Australian accent, is she has a tremendous sense of humor, and she infuses it into her lyrics and song titles and album titles. I love it.
Yeah, she's a very clever wordsmith as well. And it's funny, when I was doing my research on her, I found this thing about how everybody couldn't believe that she didn't get glammed up for the Grammys, because she actually was nominated for an award, I think it was last year. Best New Artist at the 58th Annual Grammy Awards. And she showed up in like a black shirt, black jeans, and I think Blundstones, which is the classic Australian boot, or maybe Docs or something. No makeup on, no glamour, whatever. And everyone kept saying, "Oh my God, look at her. She's not glammed out." But it was, for me, it's like, that's exactly what Australian girls do. Like, none of us, well, there's certain Australian girls will not wear makeup. And it cracks me up, because every time I go to the beach and I see all these girls made up with makeup on at the beach, and I'm thinking, why? Why? It's just going to get washed off your face when you go for a swim. And in Australia, it's too bloody hot to wear makeup, because it just will slide down your face.
Talking about face melting.
Yeah, really. And she's such a naturally beautiful anyway. You know, keeping it clean and pure on your face is a good thing.
Her music and songwriting speaks for itself.
She doesn't need to be glammed up.
She doesn't need to be glammed up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Makeup ages you, just a fun fact.
I didn't know that.
Well, I think it does.
And that's why I don't wear it.
Okay? I know. Well, you're classically beautiful anyway. Let's keep this music going instead of all this self-flagellation or whatever we're doing right now. This is Pedestrian at Best from Courtney Barnett. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Success.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we have 4 minutes before we bid you adieu for another 2 weeks. Well, Christian, you're going to be gone for like...
I'm flying the coop. I'm going to Europe for a couple of weeks.
I know, you lucky bastard. I'm so jealous. He's off to Norway, Italy, and...
Going through London as well. So,
all right. Well, yeah. You better bring back
and
some...
And Denmark. How can I forget Denmark?
Oh, my God. You suck. I'm so jealous. Bring us back some cool music from those faraway lands.
I'll bring you back something French.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show for this week. We've loved having you listen in and put up with our crazy banter. That was, just before we go, that was Francesca Belmonte with her song We Begin from her album Anima. She has been... collaborating with Tricky for several years, who's a great artist from Bristol and was involved in Massive Attack a few years ago. Anima is her first album, and that was released last year in May, and she's a UK musician.
And we're going to leave you with a great female Canadian artist. We're going to leave you with some Feist. The song is called I Feel It All, and it's from her album called The Reminder. Again, you've listened to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR, and keep it locked here this evening for more great programming coming up.
Be good to one another.